Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gordon Chang is here. Gordon is, as you know, is a China expert, an Asian expert. He's you can find him at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Gordon, thanks again for being here. Gordon's been a member of our Brain Trust now for almost a decade. Hey, Gordon. As you know, for about a decade now, I've been saying that the United States of America is in World War III. Now, my early, and I've been pointing out that this is not a Cold War. This is an this is a war where there are actual assaults. There are landings, beachheads that are landings, and there are weapons being fired. But my original thought was from a digital standpoint, from the hacking of our stuff. I call that the beginning of World War III. But now, with China doing what they've done with coronavirus and some of the other things they're doing in our universities, those are all attacks, aren't they, in World War III?
Well, they are. And China has this doctrine of unrestricted warfare. And what we have seen with the coronavirus is a bug that probably started out as a biological weapon, was released accidentally, but was, whatever the source of this is, was turned into a biological weapon by Xi Jinping for the reasons that I gave in the preceding segment, that he deliberately spread it beyond its borders. And by the way, Jim, the Chinese military is about designing biological weapons that are targeted on specific ethnic or racial groups. So the next disease that comes out of China is going to be directed, is going to probably be more deadly, going to be more contagious, and it's going to be targeted so that it kills white and black people.
Wow. Is it going to, the fact that we can know this, you know, that sensible people, knowledgeable people like you and others, scientists even, know this. Is China going to pay for this? Is the world going to ever stand up and say, no, we're going to resist this? This week, three companies are being delisted. China companies are being delisted from the New York Stock Exchange, and that's a Trump initiative. If we have President Biden and then President Harris, will they stand up against China?
Yeah. Well, we won't know, but. They don't have views that would predispose them to doing that. For them, I think that would be a last resort. Biden comes from an old school, the old school of engagement, where it basically the view is that it's in our interest to strengthen the Communist Party of China. Yeah. And when you come with that viewpoint...
And
that
we see the wages now.
Yeah. Now, we don't know what he'll do as president, because this may not be up to him. This will be the Chinese forcing him to do things that he doesn't want to do. But, you know,
because he's compromised?
Well, couple things here. And that gets a really long story. One of them is, I said, the most important thing is that he comes with a worldview that doesn't suggest that he wants to impose costs on China. But we also know about Hunter Biden. There's a money trail there. We'll get to the bottom of that. But the other thing, Jim, is that Hunter Biden is a troubled individual. If he committed a compromising act on Chinese soil, the Chinese probably have recordings of it, which means that they can use that as leverage against Biden. And God knows what might happen, because we Americans may not ever know about that. We'll know about the money, but we may not know about this other stuff.
Well, back to World War III and China paying for this. Will any other countries around the world? Could there be any kind of an international coalition that says, "Wait a minute, China is not good for the world. China's behavior is not good for Austria. It's not good for Australia. It's not good for Germany. What do you think?
Well, there's a growing consensus, and it's caused by the coronavirus epidemic, that China is a bad actor. Now, whether that'll actually translate into actual policies, it will to some extent, but the issue is, will those policies be effective enough? Will they be commensurate with what China's been doing? Because, you know, China right now has killed 351,000 Americans.
Yeah.
And we're not generally talking about imposing costs, at least at the level of, you know, Washington, where they say, look, no, we need to impose costs for a coronavirus. That has not occurred yet, and it's not occurred because the American people haven't demanded it.
Donald Trump is China's worst nightmare. If he had four more years, wouldn't it? I mean, he would set the. It's clear that he would set them back their plans for America, wouldn't, if he were still president.
Yeah, clearly, because he has imposed costs. He doesn't believe in engagement, so he comes with a very different mindset.
It's not a naive mindset, and that's, we can't, the world can't afford naivete anymore, can we?
No, we have more time to make mistakes.
Yeah, we've already made all the mistakes we can make. Gordon, thank you for that analysis. That's really important. But the bottom line, we are in World War III, especially with China, also Russia, but mostly China, and it's not a Cold War. That's a fact, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're not a country at peace. We Americans think we're at peace, but we're at peace with a regime that is waging war on us.
Every day. Literal war with different kinds of ordnance, folks. Maybe, you know, it's not bullets, but it's different and more deadly. We'll have to come back after the break, and I'm going to ask Gordon if our system is its own worst enemy in America. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.